bit more. The first thing I want to do before diving in is to thank Jim Papenfuss for his assistance with this. I can tell you that this presentation, and more particularly the paper, would not have been possible without him. Jim works closely with me, and so thank you, Jim, for your help. This is going to be a 45-minute presentation. We're going to try to trim it a little bit to get us back on track if I can, but it seems I always try to do that and always fail, but I will do my best. And we're going to have the last 15 minutes of ethics, so it should be a good opportunity, I think, to shift gears a little bit if this does get too dry and anybody falls asleep. My last UT experience with people falling asleep was actually on the campus at the law school. Two professors in the front row dozed off not 10 minutes into my presentation. So it's funny. I failed the test that day, and hopefully I'll succeed today. I do actually represent some munis and some governmental entities, so this is not a presentation saying how to succeed in negotiations with them, as Dave and I were discussing earlier. It's really more of an overview. They're odd ducks. When you deal with a governmental entity, they have certain rules and ways of approaching things that might not necessarily make sense. Today, this is a broad overview. I try to stay out of the weeds because there are a lot of subjects we're talking about, but it's just talking about some of those peculiarities when you're contracting with those governmental entities that you should be aware of, and then ending up with some ethical rules that are important to bear in mind because, to be honest, they surprised me, and I think that there are things that are a little more strict than you might have expected as well. The paper is something that's pretty detailed, so I tried to stay out of citations and detail in the PowerPoint. The PowerPoint really is high level, and the paper is the meat of everything. I have not cited that carefully since law school, so please reference it and look for further depth. With that, let's go ahead and just dig in.